Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Shoppers take aim amid high inflation.
One day and, you know, just go splurge.
Concerns of a holiday triple-demic.
A convergence of flu, RSV, and COVID cases.
World Cup showdown for the U.S.
For us, the focus is on how do we beat England.
Good morning. I'm Deborah Rodriguez with the CBS World News Roundup. Welcome to holiday shopping in the age of inflation. Tens of millions of shoppers are expected to pack into stores this Black Friday, many of them with cost savings in mind.
Instead of buying multiple gifts, I'm just limited to one gift per person. Some folks aren't even getting gifts.
Everybody, including us, I think are more broke for sure, so maybe a little less this Christmas.
Correspondent Elise Preston is at a Target in Fairfield, New Jersey.
The National Retail Federation predicts more than 166 million people will make purchases this weekend, with 114 million planning to shop today online and in stores, even if the prices might be higher.
How is inflation impacting shoppers, particularly on Black Friday?
We're seeing a lot of consumers say, I need to make every dollar count. And I think that's where we're seeing a lot of focus on finding great deals and promotions. And that could be bringing some of the interest to this year, to Thanksgiving weekend.
The NRF predicts there will be 8 million more shoppers this year than last. For nearly 60% of shoppers, the deals are too good to pass up. Others say it's for tradition or a way to enjoy their time off.
Where are people going to find the best deals?
The hottest product categories are going to be electronics, like TVs, speakers, headphones, small kitchen appliances.
If you're buying toys and gifts on Amazon, you could find yourself in a bind. Workers in dozens of countries, including the U.S., are planning to walk off their jobs and strike today to demand better pay and working conditions. With health officials bracing for the possibility of a triple-demic, a convergence of flu, RSV, and COVID this winter, there are disturbing new findings from the Kaiser Family Foundation. Their analysis shows 58% of COVID deaths in August were among people who'd received at least one COVID vaccine. But CBS News contributor Dr. Celine Gounder says it's still important to roll up a sleeve.
Eventually, when enough of the population is vaccinated, this is to be expected because so many people are vaccinated. You're going to have some breakthroughs, some hospitalizations and deaths in that group. But currently today, if you have been vaccinated and you've gotten your updated booster, you are 15 times less likely to die than somebody who is not vaccinated.
President Biden took time out on Thanksgiving to address the recent mass shootings in Colorado and Virginia.
The idea we still allow semi-automatic weapons to be purchased is sick.
CBS's Weijia Jiang is traveling with Mr. Biden on Nantucket.
President Biden went on to acknowledge that getting rid of assault rifles, of course, depends on whether or not he has the votes to pass legislation. And right now, it does not appear that he does. The Democratic-controlled House passed a bill to ban assault weapons earlier this year, but with such a narrow majority in the Senate, the measure hasn't had enough support to advance.
The new boss, Elon Musk, is clearing the way for some familiar names to return to Twitter.
Musk tweets that he'll reinstate accounts as the result of a Twitter poll as long as the account holders haven't broken the law or engaged in, quote, egregious spam. Kanye West is already back. He'd been suspended after an anti-Semitic tweet. What's not clear is who else will be reinstated. One account holder who won't be back, conspiracy theorist Alex Jones. Musk says he won't reinstate him. Peter King, CBS News.
A tough test for U.S. men's soccer today at the World Cup in Qatar. Captain Tyler Adams.
England's still a big team at the end of the day. Intimidation factor, I wouldn't say there's many things out there that intimidate me other than spiders. So it's fine for me.
If the U.S. loses, it'll be harder to get to the next round. Match time, 2 p.m. Eastern. And there were boos and jeers this morning when Iranian players sang their national anthem. Iran went on to beat Wales 2-0.
This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
Powerful winds are kicking up again in Southern California, and the region's largest utility isn't taking any chances. KCBS-TV's Nicole Comstock is in Simi Valley.
Santa Ana winds prompted preemptive power outages at thousands of homes across Southern California.
It was around, 5:30 to 6, and yeah, it was really windy.
Joseph Moreno's home was one of them, but it wasn't a big deal for these guys.
Was anyone at your house planning on cooking for the holidays?
No, none of us are planning.
They got SoCal Edison's alerts about their neighborhood being subject to public safety power shutoffs since it's in a high-risk area where intense winds could damage power equipment and then fan a fire.
Power outages drag on in Ukraine. The BBC's Jessica Parker is in the capital.
We saw a fresh wave of missile attacks earlier this week, which further targeted energy infrastructure, critical infrastructure, led to more outages, both in terms of electricity, heating, water as well. We've been getting some updates today. Large parts of Kyiv here still without power. They are working to restore electricity and water supplies as well.
In Indonesia, hundreds of people are praying in the streets of Western Java, where the death toll from last Sunday's 5.6 earthquake has gone up to at least 310. After a day-long rescue effort, a 7-year-old girl is among the victims. Crews are still digging through the rubble and mud with tools, hammers, and bare hands, hoping to find others alive. Ford is recalling hundreds of thousands of SUVs.
The problem is a fuel injector that can crack, spilling gas or leaking vapors onto a hot engine and causing fires. The recall covers over 634,000 Bronco Sport and Escape SUVs from the 2020 through 2023 model years with 1.5-liter three-cylinder engines. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
There was lots of football on the Thanksgiving menu.
Here he goes! Kenny Wonwu! 30-20! Touchdown!
Wonwu on NBC Sports helping Minnesota to a 33-26 win over New England. Cowboys bested the Giants 28-20. Buffalo kicker Tyler Bass made a 45-yard field goal with 2 seconds left to give the Bills a 28-25 win over the Lions.
This podcast is supported by FedEx. FedEx offers fast delivery, more visibility, simple returns, and weekend home delivery to 98% of the U.S. population on Saturday and 50% on Sunday. With FedEx, you get picture proof of delivery, ensuring you always know where your package is. Returns are simple with packageless and paperless returns. Plus, FedEx Ground is also faster to more locations than UPS Ground. See the FedEx service guide for delivery information. So, what are you waiting for? See what FedEx can do for your business. Absolutely, positively, FedEx.
Thanksgiving's history, and a lot of people are putting up Christmas trees today, which means decision time for some.
It's a big debate every single year, real or fake.
I prefer a fake tree because real trees are really messy and there are a lot to clean up.
Even if you love a real tree, you may want to go fake this year and you can blame inflation. Marcia Gray with the Christmas Tree Board.
Probably have the tightest supply we've had the last several years.
That means a real Christmas tree will cost about 15% more than last year. But there are plenty of artificial trees. After the global shipping delays in 2021, stores ended up with too many. Chris Butler with the National Tree Company tells us they are all trying to unload them now.
You'll be able to see anything from 25 to 50 to 60% off.
Stacey Lynn, CBS News.
And that's the World News Roundup for Friday, November 25th, produced by Paul Ferry and Matt Cherry. I'm Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
Get one of the most successful broadcasts in television history on your schedule with the 60 Minutes podcast. Hard-hitting investigative reports, news, and culture maker interviews and in-depth profiles are waiting for you in every episode. Listen to 60 Minutes ad-free on Wondery Plus.
Stephen Colbert here to tell you about the Late Show Pod Show, which is our podcast. I'm here with my producer, Becca. Becca, what can people expect on the podcast?
The extended moments, for sure.
Where can people get that?
On the Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert, wherever you get your podcasts.
I use the internet.